Did you know that Tolkien wrote an epilogue for The Lord of the Rings, then decided not to include it? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we cover Tolkien's Legendarium in full and in nerdy detail. That's as well as other great fantasy worlds like A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. As we know, The Lord of the Rings finally ends with Sam returning home to the warm embrace of his wife and family. "Well, I'm back," he said. I did another video setting out exactly why Tolkien decided on that ending, but the truth is that for a while, quite a long while, Tolkien was actively planning on adding on an epilogue, also based in Bag End and focused on Sam and his family. In a letter to his son Christopher Tolkien in 1944, enclosing some of the latest draft of The Lord of the Rings, he says this about the end. "And then the clearing up of all loose ends, down even to Bill Ferney's pony, must take place. A lot of this work will be done in a final chapter where Sam is found reading out of an enormous book to his children and answering all their questions about what happened to everybody. So we would find out what happened to Legolas and Gimli and Merry and Pippin and all the rest of them from Sam rather than picking through the appendices." Tolkien seems to have kept up this idea of a final chapter or epilogue for the next few years of writing, and indeed expanded it and written it up in full. In his letter to Milton Waldman, his publisher, in 1951, so 7 years later, he writes this. "There is a brief epilogue in which we see Sam among his children, a glance at his love for Eleanor, the elvish name of a flower in Lorien, his eldest, who by a strange gift has the looks and beauty of an elven maid. In her, all his love and longing for elves is resolved and satisfied. He is busy, contented, many times mayor of the Shire, and struggling to finish off the Red Book, begun by Bilbo and nearly completed by Frodo, in which all the events told in The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings are recorded. The whole ends with Sam and his wife standing outside Bag End, as the children are asleep, looking at the stars in the cool spring sky. Sam tells his wife of his bliss and content, and goes in. But as he closes the door, he hears the sighing of the sea on the shores of the world." Which sounds lovely, though it obviously wasn't included in the final draft that got published. We'll come back to why in just a moment, because we do have a copy of that final version of the epilogue, included in Volume 9 of The History of Middle-earth, edited by Christopher Tolkien. The basic setup is this. It is the year 16 of the Fourth Age of Middle-earth. Sam and Rosie are settled in Bag End with their currently 8 children. Another 5 will come along in due course. Impressive work. Sam is relaxing in the study of an evening, writing notes that will help him complete Bilbo's Red Book that had been passed on to him by Frodo. He's trying to answer the questions his children have asked him about what happened to Gimli and Legolas, the horses and the Ents. With him is his eldest daughter Eleanor, who many years later he will pass the Red Book on to himself. It's her birthday, and she wants to talk. So they talk about the fading of the elves and her desire to see them, about Frodo and Sam's secret hope that perhaps one day he may see him again, and about a letter that has arrived from King Elessar, that's Aragorn to me and you, announcing that he will be visiting the Shire shortly, or, more precisely, that he will come to the Bridge of Barad-dûin, for he has banned men from entering the Shire and applies that to himself as well as to anyone else. Aragorn has asked to see Sam, Rosie and their children in particular, and Sam says that they will go, and Eleanor will meet Arwen and see the elves for herself, and they will all stay there for some time before returning back to their home at Bag End. Eleanor goes to bed, and Sam stands outside his front door in the dark, gazing east under a starry sky, his arm around Rosie. They reminisce about 17 years earlier that day, March the 25th, when Sam and Frodo reached Mount Doom and the ring was destroyed. We read this. "I didn't think I should ever see thee again, but I kept on hoping." "I never hoped at all, Sam," she said, "not until that very day. And then suddenly, I did. About noon it was, and I felt so glad that I began singing. And Mother said, 'Quiet, lass, there's ruffians about.' And I said, 'Let them come. Their time will soon be over. Sam's coming back. And you came.
I did, said Sam, to the most belovedest place in all the world, to my rose and my garden.
They went in, and Sam shut the door. But even as he did so, he heard suddenly, deep and unstilled, the sigh and murmur of the sea upon the shores of Middle-earth. So that is how Tolkien originally wanted to end the story. A glimpse into Sam's domestic bliss, Eleanor and Rosie, some information about what happened after the main story ended, and as a closing moment, not just Sam's happiness at home, but the sea calling him, and perhaps Frodo. It seems like it was quite a late decision not to use this epilogue. So what made Tolkien change his mind? Well, again, we find the answer in his letters. In a letter written in 1954, so the year before The Return of the King was published, to Naomi Mitchison, he says this in passing when talking about Hobbit children. An epilogue giving a further glimpse, though of a rather exceptional family, has been so universally condemned that I shall not insert it. One must stop somewhere. So it seems that Tolkien had wanted that epilogue, but those around him really, really didn't like it. We don't have a record of who those people might be, but one can assume it will be his usual writing inner circle of editors, publishers, friends, family, and probably the Inklings, his writing group. One can imagine his great friend C.S. Lewis having an opinion on the matter. The epilogue is written in Tolkien's usual flowing style, so the universal condemnation he speaks of was presumably not for the quality of the prose, but the impact on the narrative arc. So it wasn't included. What Tolkien did instead was to tie up the loose ends of the story elsewhere. Bill the Pony's story was concluded, I did a video on that as well if you're interested, and the information about Sam's family and what happened to other characters was included in the appendices instead. Which leaves the epilogue in a special place in Tolkien canon. It's clearly something Tolkien had wanted included, but was persuaded to take out. We can therefore be reasonably certain that the details we learn here about Sam's family, Aragorn's visit, etc., are as he intended, even if that bit of prose didn't make it to the final cut. And Tolkien does seem to have regretted its absence a bit. In a letter to a fellow writer, Catherine Farrar, written just 4 days after The Return of the King was published, he wrote this. I still feel the picture incomplete without something on Samwise and Eleanor, but I could not devise anything that would not have destroyed the ending, more than the hints, possibly sufficient, in the appendices. Most of us have probably always felt that the hints in the appendices were enough to understand the basics of what happened after the story. But out of respect for the professor, we should probably just take a moment to note the thing he felt in particular was missing. The close relationship between Sam and his eldest child, Eleanor. We're told that she has elven looks and clearly has an inquisitive mind and a burning desire to see and experience the wider world, particularly to see elves. Remember, Tolkien wrote that in Eleanor, all Sam's love and longing for elves is resolved and satisfied. So he no longer has that tugging to go elsewhere and explore that he used to have. He has everything he needs at Bag End. When Sam, as an old man, sails west, he passes the Red Book containing Bilbo's story of the Hobbit, Frodo's of the Lord of the Rings, and Sam's own final chapter to her, and she will be its guardian. We have her to thank for its preservation. It's a gift of trust from Sam to her. From what we see, theirs is a beautiful and caring father-daughter relationship based on a shared spirit. Personally, I think this epilogue is a lovely little chapter to read, but I'm quietly glad that it wasn't included in the actual book. I like the ending that we do have. It rounds everything off perfectly, in my view. And to add more on top of that, however beautiful, would, in Tolkien's own words, destroy it. Which isn't to say I don't like the epilogue. And wonderfully, now we don't have to think of it in the same either-or way that Tolkien had to. We can keep Sam's
I'm Back ending as the ending to the main story, while now also being able to appreciate it from still more angles, knowing what the epilogue would have said. The baby Eleanor that Rose put on Sam's knee is now a fully fledged character. The quiet warmth of Sam's new home can now be seen in the knowledge that his family will grow larger and the love there grow even stronger. And Sam's sadness at losing his dear Frodo can be tempered with the hope that he might see him again one day. And perhaps knowing all those things makes the ending that we do have even better. But what do you think? Would you have liked that epilogue included in the main book? Let me know in the comments below. If you'd like to see more videos diving deep into Tolkien's Legendarium, please click on the link to the playlist on the left of your screen now. Or to support this channel, the best way to do that is via Patreon. That's the link on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.